Since today is my first time preaching at the Minneapolis campus, I thought that we would begin our preaching relationship in full transparency. I was not excited about preaching on this passage today. When I read it for the first time in prepping for this sermon, I was profoundly underwhelmed. And to be clear, it's not because it's a bad text or I was feeling lazy, none of that. No, I didn't want to preach on it because, how do I say this? It's really boring. It's super boring. Did you hear Pastor Hammerston read it? Three times, Jesus and Peter go back and forth with, "Do you love me?" "Yes, of course I love you." Like they're picking petals off of a flower in hopes it will tell them their crush likes them. And then each time, Jesus responds with three words: "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." I'm sorry to say it, Jesus, but this is not your best work. I know you have a larger vocabulary than this. Why not help a preacher out and use it? Unfortunately, Jesus' lack of creativity today left me with no choice but to go digging for something more interesting. I looked through the entire Gospel of John. I mined through Peter's story, all in hopes of finding some inspiration for you beloved people. But as I was sitting at my desk a couple days into this excavating journey, still at a loss of what to say, it finally hit me. I realized I was Peter. I was Peter. And Jesus was saying the same thing over and over and over again, because I wasn't hearing it. Now, part of why I wasn't hearing it is because it's boring, and I would love if Jesus used more of that vocabulary of his, but I think what's truer is that I wasn't hearing it because I've heard it all before. You have too. What Jesus is saying today, it's not new. It's not novel. Jesus telling us to care for and love people, that's kind of his thing, right? He says it all of the time in about 200 different ways. And yet, even at the end of John's gospel today, in the final chapter, he is still trying to cement into Peter and my stubborn brains to love God's people. He says, it's that simple. Don't make it any more complicated than that. If you take anything from my life and ministry, hear these simple commands to feed my lambs, tend and feed my sheep. Be the shepherd that you have seen me be. It's what I've been saying the whole time. It's what all of you have been hearing your Mount Olivet pastor say over and over and over again during stewardship season. Do everything in love. But when I'm really honest with myself, I'm bored by this. I tire of hearing it because it's not new or exciting or miraculous or inspiring. It doesn't give me that dopamine hit that I'm always seeking. It's like watching the same movie for the 70th time. It kind of loses its spark. But then I realized maybe that's the point. Maybe today's passage is less about what Jesus is telling Peter to do and more about what Jesus is not telling Peter to do. Because Jesus isn't telling Peter, isn't telling me and you to do a new or exciting or miraculous thing. Jesus is not giving us the job of being inspiring or the next big Christian influencer. Jesus isn't telling us to do any of that, because here's the thing. God has already done that. God has already done the miraculous, the extraordinary. God has already gone to the cross, overcome death, given new life to all of creation. God has already turned the entire world on its head and done something beyond our wildest imaginations. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. And Jesus isn't asking us to do that. Our job, our call as Christians, as Jesus keeps telling us today, is simply to love. To love with the same love God shows us each and every day. To care for God's people in the way Jesus cared for his people. To give generously in the ways God has generously given to us. And then to sit back and watch how God transforms all of those boring, underwhelming moments of love into something extraordinary. Now, we don't get this part of the story in John's gospel, but we, you and I, will come to know Peter as the bedrock, the foundation of the Christian church. He is the disciple who takes this message of Jesus' love far and wide for the first time. You and I are here today in the pews in this building because of Peter, because of the Peter we read about in our scripture. And not because he was a martyr or the most willing disciple, which he was both of those things. No, we're here today because of the simple and ordinary ways Peter followed Jesus' command to love God's people. One person at a time. And then it was God who used Peter, who used this run-of-the-mill human with ordinary love to spread the gospel across the entire world. That is the miraculous and inspiring work of God. So as we close out stewardship today, I feel compelled to be this nagging voice in your ear as Jesus was in mine. People of Mount Olivet, love God's people. Not because it's what Jesus commands, but because God has first loved us. Love God's people. Not because it's the right thing to do, but because the love that is in your hearts for Jesus is overflowing and cannot and will not be contained. Love God's people. Not because Pastor Dixon just invited you into lives of generosity, but because God will change people's lives through your giving. Love God's people. And then join me in sitting back and watching God transform the world. One person, one church at a time. Yeah, it can be pretty boring. But God makes it absolutely extraordinary. Love God's people. Amen.